Growing Up, our brand new resource for churches and parents, is out now! Woohoo! With Sunday school sessions, training videos, podcast episodes for parents, and one for the whole family. All there to help our children navigate the confusion, filter the messages they're surrounded by, and hear God's good story. All our Growing Up resources point to the Heavenly Father who loves our children even more than we do and has the answer to their biggest questions about who they are and how to live. Together, as families and churches, we can support each other to start good conversations about bodies, gender, and marriage, so our children can grow up hearing God's good story. Head over to the website faithinkids.org and find out all the details about Growing Up.
Hello, welcome to the seven signs of the secret king. We're looking at the signs in John's gospel. We're having a great time doing this. Jam, what episode are we up to?
We are on the sixth of seven signs. And don't forget, there are two bonus signs as well still to come, but we'll worry about those a bit later.
So don't leave after number seven. Is that what you're saying, Jam?
That's exactly what I'm saying, yeah.
I wonder where you're travelling right now. On your way to granny's, going on holiday, a weekend away, or maybe you're just sitting in your front room and it's raining outside and Jam and I keeping you company. We're delighted to be with you. The story so far, wedding at Cana, 700 litres of the best wine. The official son, Jesus heals him from the other end of the country. Episode 3, the paralysed man who hadn't been able to walk for 38 years. Episode 4, feeding of the 5,000 with one boy's packed lunch. And then last time, we're in episode 5, Jesus walked on water in the middle of the night through the storm. We had a great time. Jam, tell me you've got a whip around question.
Oh, yes. Now, is there something that you just don't get? Maybe others find it easy. Maybe they even find it fun. But you find it super hard. Ed, what about you?
It's definitely everything musical. I can't sing in tune, I can't play a musical instrument, and I particularly find my mates, particularly the big men who play the piano, how do they make 10 massive fingers move so carefully? It's like ballet on notes. All aspects of music totally baffle me, and it's not for lack of trying. What about you, Jam?
Oh, that's a tricky one, but for me, the thing I just don't get, controversially, is camping. I don't get it. I don't want to do it. I don't see the appeal of it. It's outdoors, but not outdoors. It's either freezing cold at night and then you wake up and it's baking hot in the tent. You have to have travel versions of everything. It's just not for me. This summer, I've booked in to go to a bell tent for 3 nights and I'm already terrified and deeply regretting my decision. But we'll have to report back on that another time. So what is it that you just don't get? Maybe others find it easy, you find it super hard. Go. Hope that was an interesting chat. Ed, why are we talking about that?
In today's story, we meet a man who couldn't do something and he hadn't been able to do it for the whole of his life. Jesus changed it. He made it possible. Jam, we've got to that point that so many people email us about. podcast@faithinkids.org if you love Jam's fun facts.
We're talking about seeing things. Do you know dogs can't distinguish between red and green? All dogs have a condition called deuteranopia, which makes it impossible for them to know the difference between red and green. So they're colourblind. Did you know that, Ed?
Does that mean that when dogs run on grass, they think it looks red?
Well, it probably just sort of looks brown, but everything looks brown. So if they were running across red grass, they wouldn't find it weird, whereas we, I think, would find it very strange. Dolphins can sleep with one eye open. Did you know that?
I cannot tell you. I really didn't know that, Jam, at all.
Yeah, they usually sleep on one side of their brain at a time, meaning half of their brain is snoozing with its eyes shut while the other half is wide awake on the lookout for predators. So that's useful, isn't it? And even more amazingly, owls can't even move their eyes. They don't have eyeballs. They have tube-like eyes that force them to turn their heads at incredible angles just to keep an eye on their surroundings.
That's why when you see an owl turning its head, it's like its whole head is just rotating around. It's brilliant. It's,
yeah.
It's like a sort of lighthouse.
Human eyes are amazing. Each individual eye has 107 million cells, and all of them are sensitive to light. And you can differentiate about 10 million different colours. Isn't that amazing?
Jam, I just want you to say that again. The human eye is actually a miracle.
It certainly is. And we can tell apart 10 million different colours. Although I sort of can't, because it's like red or green or blue. It's like, no, that's crimson. That's cyan. That's magenta. You know, it's like, no, sorry, that's peach. It's like, oh, look, no, that's just names of fruit now. So apparently I can tell them apart. I just don't know what they're called. But I guess there are some people who have 10 different million colours names in their heads.
Now, Jam, is it time for your monster brain to go to work? And to tell us
Jam on John.
So this time, a tiny bit of archaeology. The Pool of Siloam. Archaeologists, which is basically people with trowels and spades who go looking for things. Oh, and brushes as well. They're always brushing away dust and dirt. They found a thing called the Pool of Siloam. That's the place where this man in the story is sent to go and wash. It's about 70 metres long with steps going down into it. So actually, this man could have gone into it and had sort of a bit of a bath, actually, as he washed himself. But I've already said too much. Why don't we actually hear the story for ourselves?
Our reading is John chapter 9, verses 1 to 7.
As Jesus was walking along, he saw a man who had been born blind. His followers asked him,
"Teacher, whose sin caused this man to be born blind? His own sin or his parents' sin?" Jesus answered,
"It is not this man's sin or his parents' sin that made him blind. This man was born blind so that God's power could be shown in him. While it is daytime, we must continue doing the work of the one who sent me. The night is coming, and no one can work at night. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world."
After Jesus said this, he spit on the ground and made some mud with it. He put the mud on the man's eyes. Then he told the man,
"Go and wash in the Pool of Siloam."
So the man went to the pool. He washed and came back, and he was able to see.
Jam, tell me, have you ever wondered which part of your body you're most thankful for?
Ooh, my ears. My ears are not beautiful, but they help me to hear things. And I listen to loads and loads of podcasts, of radio, of stories. I would find it, and music. And I would just find it really hard to live without those little priceless eardrums, which make it all work.
It is a weird question, but exactly as Jam says, which part of your body would you hate to lose? My friend Murray can't smell. His nose doesn't work. He can't smell food, he can't smell the summer, he can't smell flowers. He also can't smell farts, so there is an upside. I had another friend called Alison who only had one hand. So instead of that hand, she had like a plastic hand, but the fingers didn't work. So with only one hand, it makes unscrewing lids and opening bottles really hard for her. For me, I'm totally clear that my eyes are what I'd be most grateful for. I would find being blind really difficult. It's not just that I wouldn't be able to see where I was going, but I love looking at people, places, at views, at birds, stars in the sky at night. Being in darkness all the time would be so sad. I wouldn't be able to see what was right there. The man in today's story had been blind since he was born. There had never been a time when he could see what was right in front of his face. And then one day, along comes Jesus. You read the bit? Jesus put spit in mud, mixed it all up and put it in the man's eyes. How odd is that? There's nowhere else in the Bible where Jesus uses something to do a miracle. But in this sign, he did. Why? I've got no idea. And then he sends the man to wash out the mud. Could you imagine how weird that is? His friend must have helped him with mud all over his eyes. Except this time, when he splashed his face, it all changed. It simply says, he came home seeing. Those four words represent life being changed for the man. He came home seeing. A lifetime in the dark, now changed. Jesus had loved him. Now he could see. Jesus is the one who lets blind people see. He is the one who lets people see what is really there. Now, one more thing, and I think this is hard to understand, so concentrate. Jesus is the one who lets us see who he is. He lets us see the truth. With Jesus's help, we can see that this world isn't just science and geography. It's been created by God. With Jesus's help, we can see that we're not just biology, skin and cells. We've been created by God to be a little like him. He bought the magic. We're special and amazing. With Jesus's help, we can see that life is more than certificates, calendars and money. It's a gift that lasts forever, made to live for him for all eternity. Without Jesus' help, we would be blind to the truth. We wouldn't be able to see what's right in front of our faces. We could see it with our eyes, but we wouldn't be able to understand it. Not really. Not how the Spirit helps us. He came home seeing. Let me give thanks to God. Dear Father, thank you that Jesus is still doing miracles each day. Thank you that if we can see who Jesus is, if we understand the truth about us and you, then Jesus has done a miracle for each one of us. Thank you for this sign of Jesus' power that he's doing in us today. Amen.
Amen. Ed's got questions.
Under fives, what did Jesus do so the blind man could see? It's super strange. Fives to sevens, how long had the man been blind for? Eights to elevens, after hearing this story, what do you want to thank God for? And over 11s, is there someone you want to pray for who can't see the truth, even though they know the stories?
We'll have those questions again at the end because we're going to crack on. Here's a little sketch about what happened on the way to the Pool of Siloam for the blind man.
Are you okay?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm just on my way to the Pool of Siloam.
But you've got mud on your eyes.
Yeah, I know.
But how can you see where you're going?
Oh, that's easy. I can't see. But I'm used to it.
Oh. Let me help you get the mud off.
Oh, no. No, don't touch the mud. Please.
But if I get it off, you'll be able to see.
No, I won't.
Why not?
I'm blind.
Oh, I see. I mean, I'm sorry you don't see.
Oh, it's not your fault. It's not my fault. It's not my parents' fault. In fact, I was born this way so that God could show his power. Apparently. I can't see it. Not yet, anyway.
Who told you that?
Jesus. Then he said he was the light of the world, spat on the ground, made mud pies, and splattered them into my eyes. Wallop!
Jesus did that. That was weird. Like a prank.
Maybe. But this guy can walk on water. Oh, that's properly weird. Not a prank.
Wait, you're not about to try that, are you? At the Pool of Siloam?
No. I'm just going there to wash off the mud.
But you just said you didn't want me to do that.
No, Jesus told me to wash it off in the pool.
But how are you able to find your way there?
Oh, I know these streets from the sounds and smells. I have been blind since birth.
Well, you're nearly there. Do you want me to guide you?
I can manage. Well, in fact, I'm here now.
Can I help you with the washing?
It's all right, honestly.
It's just there are some steps here and you don't want to trip and... Ah! Did you see that?
I did! First thing I ever saw in my life was you falling into the water. Classic. Oh, worth the wait.
It's not funny.
Now that's where you're wrong. It's really funny.
I didn't see the step.
And turns out you can't walk on water either. We know that now.
Also not funny.
Oh, sorry. Oh, but you've got to see the funny side. Oh, in fact, up to now, I couldn't see any side. Oh, I should go back and see Jesus. Oh, and I'll see him. For real. That'll be even better than seeing you falling. Anyway, mind how you go. Well, I suppose it's a bit late for that. Oh, dear me.
Have you seen the sign showing Jesus is the King? Have you seen the sign?
That song by Michael J. Tinker, which you can find on his album Michael and the Topsy Turvy Kingdom. Go to his website, michaeljtinker.com, or follow links in the show notes to get hold of that song, that album, and all of his brilliant music.
We've got this message from Fionn, age 6, and Evan, aged 8.5. Fionn and Evan, you have wonderful Welsh names, and I'm so delighted that we brightened up your journey through frustrating traffic jams from Liverpool into the middle of Wales. We're so pleased.
Oh, they were terrible traffic jams, weren't they? Do you remember them, Ed?
I'm so pleased we were in the car with you for these podcasts. They were excellent. Thank you for thanking us.
Thank you very much.
We love to get your messages. You could even tell us something you don't like, but mainly just tell us the stuff you do like. We absolutely love it. Podcast@faithinkids.org.
And also tell us if you're listening anywhere other than... your kitchen or a car. We'd love to know if you're listening to us somewhere else. And if you're listening to us in a lighthouse, well, we'll tell Amy and she'll just be very excited about it.
She'll explode with excitement.
With that in mind, we're going to say thanks very much. Looking forward to speaking to you again next time for episode 7. Until then, cheerio.
Bye-bye. Under fives, what did Jesus do so the blind man could see? It's super strange. Fives to sevens, how long had the man been blind for? Eights to elevens, after hearing this story, what do you want to thank God for? And over elevens, is there someone you want to pray for who can't see the truth, even though they know the stories?